The Food and Drug Administration published an order today that limits the way farmers can use certain antibiotics to treat animals and eggs. Cephalosporins are handy drugs for animals and people, but meat producers have been using them in ways that are not approved by the FDA. While curbing use won't change much in the meat industry, today's order signals a change that concerns some farmers who grow animals for food. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris has the story.
There are something like 10 times as many drugs for humans as there are for farm animals, and a whole lot more species of farm animals. So people who depend on raising lots of animals as quickly as possible sometimes have to get creative. Larry Hollis, a beef veterinarian at Kansas State University, says cephalosporin antibiotics are useful in ways that are not spelled out on the label.
Some of them are approved, say, for use to treat pneumonia in cattle. And yet we found, let's say, in dairy cows that they are highly effective in treating uterine infection. That could potentially go away.
Because the FDA is clamping down on the use of cephalosporins in food-producing animals. Prescribed uses only. William Flynn is the senior advisor for science policy at the FDA. He says there's good reason for the rule change.
This happens to be cephalosporins is a class of drug that's is particularly important for also for use in human medicine.
They're especially valuable for treating children for their respiratory infections, some skin diseases, and salmonella, a disease people often get from eating meat or eggs. That's alarming because Flynn is seeing a sharp rise in animals carrying forms of salmonella that the drugs can't touch.
Bacteria are increasingly becoming resistant to treatment by cephalosporin class of drugs.
Flynn hopes that curbing their use will slow the development of antibiotic-resistant bugs. But cephalosporins are just a tiny portion of the antibiotics used in American agriculture, a fraction of 1%. Growers do not add them to animal feed as they do some other antibiotics. Brett Lorenden with the Environmental Working Group says that kind of drug maintenance is necessary to keep animals alive in what he says are inherently unhealthy living environments.
I think the analogy that most people understand is when you fly on the holidays, you often come home with a cold. You know, you're in a tube with a bunch of other people for 4 hours with a closed air supply, and everybody shares whatever virus they're carrying that week. That's how most of the animals grown in America now in the CAFO system are raised. They're in a closed building with 800 to 1,000 other animals for their entire life, and disease spreads rather quickly.
So routine antibiotic use is built into a system that keeps meat, milk, and eggs coming all the time at lower costs than would otherwise be possible. That is big business, not something that's easy to mess with politically.
Too little, too late.
Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, Democrat from New York with a degree in microbiology, says the FDA has been lax on antibiotic use in farming for a long time.
They knew in 1976 that they should not be allowing the agricultural use of penicillin and tetracycline. Even though they've known that all this time, they have not had the courage to eliminate that from farm use.
Meantime, she says superbugs have arisen. Slaughter's promoting a bill that would clamp tougher restrictions on giving antibiotics to animals used for food. Larry Hollis fears a different agenda.
I mean, there are people that want to run animal agriculture out of business, and this is one of their ploys. You know, if they can take away the tools that we use to produce with, then they can take us out of production.
The FDA has telegraphed that it wants to wean the meat, dairy, and poultry industries off using antibiotics for animals that aren't sick, eventually. Many in big ag see that coming too, but the caution it needs to happen slowly, both for the health of farm animals and for the industry that produces them. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.